name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I am joined by the man who wakes up every morning and goes, "What the fuck?" Mr. Richard Avery.
No, it's not true. I actually go to bed every night saying, "What the fuck?"
What do you wake up saying?
"Oh my God, I'm still alive."
Are you surprised by that?
Yes, and grateful.
So we do these episodes every so often, and it's usually because we have no other ideas and we love the guest. So today we're doing a "What the fuck" episode.
I think it's a great idea.
Wow, you stumbled there.
Yeah, because I was almost going to say something else, and I'm glad I didn't. But I was going to say it's a good idea to do this.
Let's go with
this girl's fucked up.
We've done it with Asa, right? And Asa was out of control. I was waiting for a phone call from Wicked, going, "Yeah, you got to kill that." We did it with Electra,
right?
Again, a little out of control.
She's Electra.
Who else did we do it with? Ralph Long,
right?
He's just fucking nuts, anyhow. So today, the guest here in studio at Julie Land is Sasha Hart.
Hello.
So, Sasha Hart, what the fuck?
What the fuck is up with both of you hating on women?
Whoa.
You do know this is the home base to the He-Man Women Haters Club.
Still, you don't have to be so verbal about it.
Here's my thing. I'll be honest with you. I have a love-hate relationship with women, and I've earned
love
it.
Love to hate them.
I love to hate them, and I hate to love them.
Still,
because 95% of my friends are women, and it's been that way my whole life. I don't hang out with guys all that much. Having Mo as a guy friend is a really rarity for me, and he is a friend. So, but most of my friends have always been women. I just recently went out to dinner with 8 women. It was a girls' night out, and there I was getting along with the
That's women. A lot of fucking estrogen. I know.
You
the
should
same
be
table.
More sensitive.
No, I'm not. I'm just.
Oh my God, it's like a Summer's Eve commercial over here.
I'm just keeping it real, girl.
So why do you think we're so mean to women?
Have you heard you two?
I'm nice.
We don't
nice
really listen
you know.
To each other. We just talk.
It's like one ear, out the other, one ear, out the other.
Don't even get to the ear.
Yeah, you're like, oh, okay. Fuck women, fuck female directors. I don't care.
Oh, female directors.
Oh, we love them all. Okay, so she's making reference to the female director episode that she was a fine guest on. No, we love our women.
We love women.
Our women.
My life is run by women.
I love my hoes.
All my agents were women. All my business manager, seriously, 95% of my life is women, and I love them.
So you're feeling beat down.
I'm a bigger dyke than you are. Okay, I love women. I love pussy. Why do you think I've been shooting naked girls since I was 17 years old. I've been shooting girls since I was 12. So I love women, but at the same time, they can be a little annoying sometimes.
I feel you.
You know, and especially the young ones, really difficult.
Okay, well, speaking of beating
you know
up
what
on,
it's like to be around
women,
young girls.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Speaking of women, let's go with this. It is the fall.
Right.
It is just after Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere I fucking go, I swear it's everywhere.
Black Friday!
Wow, no, because now it's Small Business Saturday and
exactly.
Monday is fucking Amazon Monday or where the fuck it is. But what is up with pumpkin spice everything? And no, it's gotten out of control. Starting off with a latte.
First of all, I hate
the season.
I'm all for the holidays, but I hate pumpkin pie. I hate anything pumpkin. I do like pumpkin seeds. But that's about it. But you're right.
God,
this whole pumpkin
so
spice,
good.
Whatever. It's like
it has gotten out of control. It's literally
it's taken over from peppermint.
You know what? If I had pumpkin spice deodorant, I would have bitches chasing me for days.
I agree.
It's so good.
Okay, so what's so good about it?
It clears your senses. It makes you. It's like eating potpourri of pumpkin. That's what it is. It's just,
okay, I don't think that was the sales pitch for that product whatsoever.
It's like an orgasm
in your
mouth.
It's better than anal sex, right?
It is. No, it's not. It's like second place of anal sex, okay?
Okay.
I wouldn't sell that that. Yeah.
Because that'd be a good
But it's like
a
so
good
tagline
good. For Starbucks.
It's like you go into Starbucks and you're like, "Oh, I'm having such a shitty day. Give me my pumpkin spice latte. Oh, orgasm in my mouth." It's like that.
I get it.
Oh, it's so good.
And
You know what the problem is, though? It's like, what the fuck is up with those lines?
I know. It's like, you know, I tweeted.
She is preaching from the pulpit.
I tweeted like, oh. A few weeks ago on my way to Edge. I had to stop at Starbucks, and I waited like 30 minutes for my drink. And
right?
I tweeted about it, and they fucking sent me a thing. Oh, emails, tell us what the problem is. I didn't.
Like, I'm so sorry.
But like, I have time to fucking get into the thing with you people, because I can think about you and the Pop-Tarts.
Oh, wait. You just stirred up a whole new thing.
But I complained, and then they were like, oh, let us know. And all I wanted to say to them was like, quit fucking understaffing your fucking stores and quit hiring stupid people who can't do more than one thing at the same time.
At least they always speak English.
True. Whoa. That is important.
Okay. It's true. Wait, hold on. I got food and I got speaking English. About a month ago, I went to El Pollo Loco, not a proud sponsor of More with Mo.
No.
I went, sat in line for 15 minutes waiting to get up to the thing. So I go up to the thing. Hi, yes, I'd like to get the two-piece combo, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry, we're out of chicken.
How are you out of chicken at El Pollo Loco?
When the word chicken, I don't care what language it is in, is in the name of your restaurant, you don't run out of chicken. So I'm going through and I said, okay, well, what about some different kind of... No, we're completely out of chicken. I was like, well, why wasn't there somebody telling people? Oh, well, we're telling you now. Whoa. Okay, tell you what. So I go around. I walk inside. Seeing there's a line around down the road. I walk in to talk to the manager. Hi. Yeah. What's going on? You should have somebody out there saying you're wasting your time. Oh, well, yeah, we're going to probably do that. I said, I just wasted this much. Da-da-da. She decides, well, what do you want me to do for you? I said, cook some chicken.
Yeah. Right? Have someone go up back and stab a chicken.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Then she handwrites out on a receipt, comp meal, and signed it. And I was like, what? Just bring it in and they'll give you free food. Okay. So I call corporate. Go through, do the whole, and I went off on this woman. And she said, oh, well, we're going to, instead of saying, oh, hey, tell you what, we'll send you a $5 coupon off your next episode. Please come and eat at our restaurant.
We'll send you some Pop-Tarts.
No, she said, we'll have a supervisor call you back after we do the research into this, da 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 da. Never heard back.
Yeah, of course not.
So after they hear this, I'm going to be tweeting them to listen. Tell them to go fuck themselves.
No, and it would be like going to their Wiener Schnitzel and they're like, we're out of hot dogs.
You can't do
we're
that.
We're out of hot dogs.
You turn off the lights.
Exactly. It's like, I can't even imagine. I think that's kind of funny, though.
That's
like
why I always go to Del Taco. They always take care of me. Ugh. Why does everyone make that face? It's so good.
No, it's not.
What if they ran out of tacos?
No. They can't run out of
tacos.
Then
they're just Del.
They're so good, though.
What do you have there? That's it. They have El Loco.
No
pollo today.
I already have the mindset that rats have already shit in my fast food. So it doesn't matter where you go. You're eating fast food. So you're making that face like, ugh.
Wait, did you call it Del Diarrhea-O? Okay, speaking of Diarrhea-O, now's the perfect time to announce our favorite sponsor, Chipotle. Bringing you diarrhea.
Oh, I love it. Love it.
I'm going there for dinner
tonight. Love it.
My friend in Canada flipped out last week when I told her I lived two blocks from a Chipotle. She's like, I can't believe you live that close. I said, I know.
I live about a mile from one, and I think we go about every month, maybe. Mm. I'm not a month? Yeah, I'm not a huge Chipotle person. No.
I go about once a week.
Really?
Oh, you know who makes the best nachos? BJ's.
Del Taco.
No, BJ's.
And I won't go to any place called BJ's.
Sorry. So good. Yeah. Like, you know that it's going to come out the back end. So that's kind of like a what the fuck. Like, you know. But it's so good. Like, see, I don't care. Like, I know whatever I eat is going to come out my ass. So
well,
I don't
care. Well,
that's
typically most people, except for us fat ones. Where it just clings
like,
on.
It's like a 20-minuter. Like, I know. Whatever I eat, that's why I can't keep weight on. Like, it just flies out my ass. So I know I need to know where the bathroom is.
So, you know what? Just so you know, from here on out, I will never watch one of your scenes without thinking about you.
Exactly.
Do you think she shit before or after the scene?
Did she have BJ's before that scene? This could get entertaining.
This is going to ruin. I think every guy, every fan in America is going to go like, ooh, Sasha Hart's letting it out the back end.
Oh, my God.
Just so you all know, my what the fuck personally is I cannot keep food in.
Wow.
So,
coming out. One end or the other. It's coming out.
It's true.
That's not bad. That's good, though. A healthy What digestive
system. What do you weigh, 72 pounds?
I'm about 98 pounds, yes.
How tall are you?
I am 5'2".
Oh, my God. I have taken shits bigger than her.
I am a 00 in the waist. Right. And
wait, is that Abercrombie and Fitch 00?
That is
everything. How big are the boobs?
Wow.
It is 31B.
I'm sorry, a 31B?
Yeah, around.
Okay, isn't that like training bra?
Yeah.
31? I've never heard of a 31.
Yeah, Victoria's Secret measured me, and they don't actually make a bra for me.
So do you go to the Target, like,
I go to a 32, and it's kind of too big.
You go to Target and go to, like, fucking...
No, I like Victoria's Secret, so I buy a little bigger. That's the worst.
No, I've seen your boobs a number of times, and I would have never thought that. I mean, you don't... I've seen girls that are flat. Like, hello, flat-chested with a nipple.
I got some meat up here.
Yeah, so that's a weird... Nobody should trust Victoria's Secret.
It's weird.
I hate Victoria's Secrets.
Okay, so what's your favorite lingerie company?
I like Victoria's Secret.
Fuck Victoria's Secret. Hey! Richard, how about you?
Have you seen Dita Von Teese's new lingerie line, though? It's amazing.
Through who?
I don't know who it's through, but it's amazing.
I love anything that's
She's been
like
tweeting lots of pictures. Check it out.
Sparkly.
Follow her on Instagram. She's amazing.
I'm sorry, you know, cute and sparkly?
Yeah, anything that's cute and sexy.
Ugh. Cute and sexy don't go together.
You know what I think is sexy?
Unless you're going to rape a 12-year-old.
Yeah!
Naked.
On that note.
Word of the day, rape a 12-year-old. Yeah!
let's tweet that. Sasha is looking for a 12-year-old. How old were you when you had sex?
I was 13, so I was only 1 year old.
Okay, watch
that.
This. And here we go.
How old were you when you had sex with a girl?
I was in porn 18.
Okay. Hold on. Isn't that were both weird? Of these consensual?
Your idea or
the
his
13,
idea?
13, yeah.
Okay, I
your idea or his idea?
His.
And how old was he?
But he was like 18, so yeah.
Okay.
Of course it was his idea. Sensual. It's always the guy's idea. It's like never the guy's like, the girl's
statutory.
Like, I want to. Yeah, but the girl's like, yeah, I want to fuck. And the guy's like, really?
Why do you want to fuck? Exactly. But my cherry was popped by fingering. So that's kind of what the
Who
fuck.
Who fingered you?
My boyfriend.
Oh, I was going to say, you're
so
right.
He's like
your
reaching
uncle?
In there, I can hit it, I can
yeah.
do it.
Yeah, well, no, like, girls... there's blood everywhere.
Girls lose it from horseback riding and bicycle riding and really? Finger fucking. And, no. You know.
Isn't that weird? Really? I was like, I'm telling my mom.
Yeah, no, it's one of those that it's, yeah, it can
I
happen.
I think that dog out there, by the way, just saying, I think it wanted to do me. It was like this, and it was all...
For the people who don't know what just happened, as we came up, there was a dog out on the sidewalk.
Explain what it looked like.
It looked
so
like
sexy.
A little dog that was about ready to fuck somebody up. It was like a little one of those like, wiry looking ugly dogs that was like had been going to the gym and pumping steroids. And it's just looking at her. There's no growling. There's no nothing. And she's like, oh, look how cute. And the dog is just looking at her going, I'm a meathead. I will fuck you up.
So sexy.
That wasn't quite a black dude's voice,
like
but just imagine a black dude.
I like both. I have a cat, so I tweet like a lot of pictures of my Maddie.
What the fuck is up with girls doing that? Look, it's my pet.
Oh my God, it's so cute.
There's
and my fans
more annoying,
love it.
There's nothing more annoying than a girl with a pet, cat or a dog. And then, like, you know, they tweet those pictures of their pets. Oh, look at my living. And it's either a picture of their pet, a picture of their bong, or a picture of their ass. It's like, really?
Oh, no. My favorite is when I'm in bed with my, and click, and yeah. selfies with whatever animal is sleeping on them. Yeah. Here's my anaconda.
You know how many fans love Maddie?
17.
No.
42.
So many people say.
Give me a number. How many? How many?
Well, I don't actually.
Lies. You can't handle the truth.
She's like.
A lot of people click like on my IG.
They're looking at your tits.
I don't post anything. It's just her face.
Okay.
And they're like, cat? Oh my God. She's like an orange and white. I don't think she's like actually a breed. I think she's just a mix.
I post pictures of a doll. Baby Mo. As long as Baby Mo is in the picture with Asa Akira, then it gets likes. Exactly. If it's just me,
a creepy
not so much.
Baby Mo.
Yeah, it's a creepy Baby Mo. It's
yeah,
Baby
that's
Monique.
Weird.
Baby Monique.
It is Baby Monique because everybody's like, oh, Baby Mo, Baby Mo. And I was like, yeah, but she's got a pink little dress on. So she's Baby Monique.
No.
Asa Akira will have my back on this.
I know.
We're obsessed
Someone
with this.
Someone needs
dog.
Therapy.
I see my therapist twice a month, psychiatrist once
every
About couple months.
About Baby Monique.
Exactly.
No, but that would be awesome if I brought in Baby Mo to sit next to me and just Not even acknowledge. Yes.
Don't acknowledge it. By the just hand. Start, sit it there.
Start bringing in your dolls.
You know, I asked.
Let's do. You know, what do you call it?
Role play.
Role playing.
Bring a video camera and just let it sit there and be like, "Don't acknowledge it."
I asked my therapist if she'd be on the show. Although she thought it was a funny idea, she said no.
Be like, no. Just bring the camera and be like, "Don't acknowledge it."
Ignore the camera. Yeah.
Ignore it. Nobody's paying attention.
Now, Sasha, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Kentucky.
Is that really a place? Speaking of chicken, Jesus.
I grew up in Kentucky.
Yeah. Do they have fried chicken there?
Oh, yeah.
Is it actually fried in Kentucky?
Did you like Kentucky?
Yeah, for the most part.
Did you move to LA to become a porn star?
No.
No?
I mean, I guess technically because I was contacted on MySpace to come.
She was stalked. Wait, she got into porn at 18.
You've been around that long that MySpace
was relevant.
It was relevant back then. Wow.
So I guess technically I did move out here to do porn, but it's not like I rolled over one day. I'm not like the girls that actually say, yes, I woke up one day and it was my dream to do porn.
Yeah, those well, girls, yeah, I know girls that said they wanted to be a porn star since they were like 13. They were like, I've been waiting all these years to get, I'm like, fucking
it
get
wasn't
a life.
Like, yeah, I wasn't that girl.
So how come you don't do guys?
I don't know. It's just not.
Oh, she got quiet.
No.
How come you don't do guys?
Why don't you like men?
Why do you hate men?
You were saying that we hate women.
No, I love men, and I do have sex with guys in my personal life. It's just male talent hurt my coochie. I have a
who?
Oh God!
We're not talking men.
Have you fucked male talent?
Yeah.
Off camera?
I've done boy girl before.
Oh.
Yeah.
You did do boy girl.
I had
really bad representation years ago when I started.
Uh-huh.
And what?
Nothing.
We're naming names over here.
So
who was the male talent?
It wasn't just
Was it Marcus London?
No.
Lexington Steel.
No well-known male talent. But
wait, was it your agent?
No.
Okay, good. Because there was actually
an
agent that did
that. Did you do one of his blowjob movies?
No.
She won't.
But when I started...
Cool. Lesbian Mouth Club is just not taken off so far.
I didn't do enough boy-girl to really have it be, out there. But it's just not for me. I have a really tiny hoo-ha, so... Yeah.
And she calls it a hoo-ha, so that's... Yeah, it's cute.
It's called a vagina.
My vagina.
Maybe that's the problem why she's not having good sex with the guys is because she doesn't know what it is.
Yeah.
And doesn't know where it goes.
Can you put your ding-a-ling in my hoo-ha?
Exactly.
I have really good sex in my personal life.
You sure?
Yeah.
That's not what I
almost had sex in my personal life.
That's not what he said.
It's just, my fans really like me in Girl, and I really enjoy it doing Girl. It's just,
have you ever had a girlfriend, like a serious relationship?
Yeah.
Why?
Really? Why?
Why would I do that? Yeah. Well, now I don't. You know why. Yeah, exactly. Complete drama.
Oh, now who's a woman hater?
Woman hater. Welcome to the club. Congratulations.
I don't like doing it.
I hope they make it all the way to this part of the show.
By the time she leaves here, she's going to hate women just as much as we do.
She'll be jaded.
Well, I like doing it on film. I do like having my cake and eating it too. Right. But as far as the male talent goes, no way.
Do you like going down on girls or girls going down on you?
I like both. But preferably, if you've watched any of my films, I do like to take over and do all the work.
Oh no!
So
I'm
you're like the dominant. Yes. You like to take in charge, throw a girl around, and have your way with them.
No, we're going in a different direction here. Have you ever actually been on film in porn?
What?
Yes. Have you ever been on film in porn?
Yes.
No. Are you sure about that?
Yes.
It's what video. Kind of film was it?
Wait, are you talking about like
film? He's talking about actual film.
No, I.
So you've
not.
Never been on film in porn.
No.
No, it's
You've
only
been
digital.
Video. So you have to now start saying, I've been on digital video.
Yes.
Well, no, it's the same thing like with people. They're releasing their new record. There is no record. You're not releasing your new album. There's no... It's my new digital download.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's my tune.
Unless they filmed it in 2007 and someone actually put it out on film.
16 millimeter. Yeah. Because the big thing is everybody's film, and I am calling people out from now on.
So... Give me a couple of girls. I'm going to talk about pussy and girls, but give me some girls that were like some of the best fucks you ever had.
I am,
like, fucking.
I just recently did my first ever film where I was dominated completely. So I'm going to go with Sin Sage because she beat
Love
the shit out of me.
Sin. She's a sweetheart.
Don't know her.
Yes.
You don't know her?
You are missing out.
Next.
She's a sweetheart.
Yes.
Unless she's my friend. I'm just next.
I met her through Bobby.
She is on my top of the list.
Okay. Who'd you, do you know who you, do you, did you lose your girl virginity?
I don't even remember her name.
Oh, she was so good.
Yeah, she wasn't. She wasn't. She was an older chick and it was in Florida. And I'd actually rather like to forget it. Like if I looked it up, she is one ugly motherfucker.
No, wait, wait. She was down at a retirement home in Florida.
She's an ugly motherfucker.
Some blue hair from New York. Exactly.
Some Jewish.
She wasn't pretty.
Cigarette. All right, let's do this.
I know that I can look up this scene and she's an ugly motherfucker. That's all I know.
What's your favorite type of girl? Describe your ideal girl physically.
Oh, God. Tiny waist, like just like me.
Big boobs.
No, waist. Not big boobs. Like
brunette, blonde.
Doesn't matter. I like it when they look like tweaker body. Isn't that weird?
Skinny. Oh my God, she should have been in the whole heroin thing.
Have you ever had sex
90s.
With Aiden Ashley? Because that's what she...
I haven't.
Aiden's great. That's a girl you should hire.
I like it when they look like, you remember Carmen Calloway?
Mm-hmm.
She was in like all my scenes for a while, like that. Like
she's
skinny.
She was a Mo of the Day a couple times.
But did you bring her on? No, who
I did not.
I think Ash had her on as a guest.
Skinny, like no boobs, tiny butt.
I like
I'm
skinny
bizarre.
Girls too. I love skinny girls.
I love them. Like I hair color doesn't matter. Yeah. I like it when they have a pretty face.
Yeah.
I love it when they have a
good
pretty
skin.
Face.
Nice skin.
Eyes, like they got a pop.
They have to have two of them.
Yeah. They got
and preferably a nice brown one in the back.
Yeah. and a nice butt and a nice smelling pussy. If you got a rank ass pussy, don't even come near me. Like, if you don't take care of that shit, I will sock you in the pussy.
That Kentucky ghetto just came out. She's talking about cunt fucking.
Yeah. No,
did you grow up in a trailer park?
No. I grew up in actually a very nice house in a very nice neighborhood.
With very nice parents?
Was there a trailer in the backyard?
No, with a fucked up
set
of parents.
Oh, okay. Do they know what you do?
Yeah.
And do they approve?
My dad and I don't talk about it. My parents are divorced, by the way. My mom and I do talk about it. We have a very open relationship, and she asked me, how was set? And
how old's your mom?
My mom just turned 50. And
that's depressing.
Now, actually, here's a question, without going too much into personal lives here. Now, would you ever want your mom to come out, not while you're performing, but while you're directing? Would you ever want your mom to see what you do?
Yeah, and I totally actually wouldn't mind if my mom was there while I was performing. My mom.
Okay, that's a little weird.
Is your mom single now?
Like, no, my mom's married.
Hey, mom,
want to
go to work?
My mom's married, but my mom and I don't have that type of weird relationship. Like, she's completely cool and supportive, and... I actually, the weirdest thing that she still finds disgusting is me working for Kiss Me Girls, which out of all the bizarre scenes that I've done, she still finds me swallowing another girl's saliva the grossest thing.
That's kind of disgusting. There's
really?
Something, yeah. I'm not really.
Didn't bother me.
Like, we were just spitting in each other's mouths. No. And out of me eating assholes and everything, you know, my mom finds that the most disgusting thing.
I can see that, but it's at the same
time. No, I'd rather tongue a girl's butthole than have her spit in my mouth.
Really?
Well, yeah, because I'm going down like, you know, my mom understands that, you know, I did do prior videos, as I just mentioned before. I've been told not to talk about that, you know, a lot. But my mom understands that. And my mom's completely, you know, okay with all of that. And saliva swapping is what grosses her out the most. So, yeah, I'd totally bring her on a set.
I think it would be fun. You know, my dad especially. It would be.
I could just see the set day. Can you imagine you working on the set and it's like, didn't you know it's bring your mother to the set day?
Exactly.
And there you're like, your mom. Everybody brings their mom. It's bring your mom to work day.
I think it would be cool
be fun.
Because our parents would get to know what we really do.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. To see other stuff to actually, I think it actually, honestly, if I saw more parents or if it's more people that are judgmental against boyfriends, anybody that's judgmental. judgmental. If you actually came to a set and saw what it's really like, you'd see that
boring.
But it's a lot of fun people that are having a good time, and it's not about sex and drugs. It's just we're here to do a job, and you know,
we're laughing. It's more like a family knit thing with the people that we know, like. Yeah. We've known each other for years. I've heard that
in porn for years. It's like a family. You understand it's like the most dysfunctional fucking family.
Have you not been to a Thanksgiving meal with family?
Well, yeah. Like, some of us have known each other for years.
You're the drunk uncle.
Like, some of us come on set and it's like, oh my God, I haven't seen you for years. Or, oh my God, I just worked with you last week.
Or, oh my God, I haven't fucked you for years.
That's... Exactly. It's not
Do you still smell?
It's not this weird, bizarre thing. Like, I think it would be great if we could bring people on that are civilians that could see it. Because frankly, I'm tired of answering questions that they could totally have answered.
Why don't
for themselves.
You rig up a little webcam that's streaming
but
your...
But then they go, well, you can always step off the webcam.
Wow. Was that an impression of your mother? Because that's kind of where I was reading off that was the impression of your mother.
People are just weird. They're like, you know, we go in the other room.
Okay.
Sex with someone.
So we started this out with a what the fuck of her accusing us of being women haters. So the question is, do you still think we hate women or are you on board with us too?
I'm on board with you guys. Yeah. Because I wouldn't have a girlfriend and we are drama. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
See, more guests leave more with Mo hating women.
No. But
I
like,
love
I
women.
I want to make it clear.
I hate myself.
It. Yeah.
Oh, God. Whole nother episode. Porn stars that hate themselves.
No, I do love women, though. I really do. I can't. Like I said, I love to hate them and I hate to love them. It's, yeah. It's this curse. As
I have
like
a love-hate relationship with myself in the mirror. Exactly. Like, I hate you. I love you. I hate you. Love you. Okay.
And then she, like, when she has the vibrator out, it's like, I love you. God, do I love you.
I totally feel where you guys come from, so
okay.
It makes sense.
Well, Sasha Hart, thank you for coming down and doing a what the fuck, look at that, I can't even talk, the what the fuck episode of More with Mo. So if people want to hear more about things you fuck, where can they find you?
You can find me at Sasha Hart on Twitter, and please start sucking on dog legs.
Mr. Please. Avery, any place I can find you?
Down at the SPCA. Protecting all those animals.
No! I love them in my own special way.
Well, on that note, my name is Maurice. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can check out my brand new Facebook page. You can search for me as Maurice. I know it's creative, but check it out. And you can also see theaveragemo.com, where you can see some videos, some photos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.